Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The big news of the day, Matt Ryan traded to the Indianapolis Colts. Now, of course, Matt Ryan became expendable. Well, not even expendable. I was mixing him up with Baker Mayfield. But he, the Atlanta Falcons were trying to get Deshaun Watson.
I told you before, Chris, when they go step out on you, you're based, and then ask, you don't get Watson, and then you ask Matt Ryan
to
come back.
Well, Ryan wasn't really, I don't think Ryan was tripping, was he? Because Ryan worked with him, you know, to give him time with his contract and
stuff.
Yeah,
but I
don't think he was tripping. Like, these guys don't do that. Jimmy Garoppolo didn't trip in San Francisco.
Yeah.
When they went after Trey Lance, I mean, it's dudes have done that.
I think drafting and publicly courting somebody else is just
Aaron Rodgers got through a hissy fit because they drafted Jordan Love.
Well, yeah.
It just depends on the person.
But that made sense only from the standpoint that he needed other help to help, you know.
Well, but he didn't say that. What he said was, my plan was to be the quarterback here to the end of my career. Now it looks like they have different ideas, you know. So I just think it's the person. I mean, you can take it, you know, either way you want to, but I whatever the case, Matt Ryan has been traded after a long career with the Atlanta Falcons, and has had a nice little career, won an MVP, and led them to a Super Bowl,
And he will now join the Indianapolis Colts at age 37, Rob, or soon to be 37.
So is that six quarterbacks in 6 years for the Colts? Is that where they are?
I believe it might be seven.
Rob G, what is it now?
Yeah, seven different opening day starters in the last 7 years.
And seven. Okay, I knew it was like six for six. Okay.
So let me ask you this, Rob, because obviously they could have gotten Baker Mayfield, who now he's the one who is expendable because the Browns obviously got Deshaun Watson. And Baker said he wanted to go to Indianapolis. Do you think the Colts made the right move? They picked right guy.
I think that I would have given Baker the shot only because he's younger. You know what Matt Ryan is. The last 3 or 4 years to me with Matt Ryan just haven't done anything for me. And he's older. I just think that what if you get Baker with that team or whatever, you could have a future with him where Matt Ryan, Chris, is nothing more than a stopgap measure. That's what he is, a stopgap. And I don't know if I were to guess who's had a playoff win in the last 5 years. I think it's Baker Mayfield, not Matt Ryan. I don't. Rob G, can you look? I don't know when the last time was the last time the Falcons in the playoffs when they went to the Super Bowl. Was that?
No, it was the year after. Yeah.
Oh, the year after, Chris.
Yep.
So you know it's been a while, and I don't, and I know the Falcons are bad. Were bad, Chris, especially defensively. You remember all those games we watched where they gave up a million points. Remember the Cowboys came back on their defense and whatnot. I don't know. Matt Ryan doesn't move me at all. I got a flat line with Matt Ryan. That's me.
I would have been fine with Baker going there. I actually thought that was the best landing spot for him. But I think Matt Ryan's better. And I think they are ready to win right now. We know they're ready to win right now. So I actually do like this move. I think they got the right guy. I'm not saying he's great, and he's not an ultra elite quarterback. And those are the ones that lead you to wins. He's a good quarterback. He's been great at times. We know he won the MVP in 2016, led him to the Super Bowl, and they almost won that. But he hadn't been terrible lately. I mean, 67% completions this year, 65% last year. Throws for over 4,000 yards just about every year. This year he fell about 30 yards short. So I think for a team that has designs on, not that many of us think they'll do it, but getting to the Super Bowl. I mean, they got the great, arguably the best running back in the league in Jonathan Taylor. Great offensive line. Very good defense. Good coach. Only thing they really lack are receivers. You know, they're okay, but not great receivers. But I think they got a good quarterback for the situation they're in. So I actually like this move by them to go get Matt Ryan. And, you know, Frank Reich does a good job with quarterbacks. And so I actually think this is good for them, and this was a good move. Now, Rob, of course, the question becomes what happens to Baker Mayfield, because I thought the two best places for him to me were Indianapolis and New Orleans. And New Orleans is bringing back Jameis Winston.
I do want to say, I get like, they had Phillip Rivers. This reminds me of Phillip Rivers.
He was older though. Phillip was even older than Matt Ryan.
How old was he?
Phillip Rivers was like 40.
Was he?
When he played.
I think that's what this reminds me of. But go ahead about Baker. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Rivers was, he's 40 now, so he was like 39. He was 39, yeah. Ryan is 36, about to turn 37. So Baker, it seems like, Rob, the only teams out there remaining. Now, I'm going to say this. I think Pittsburgh should have took a chance on him. I like him better than Mitch Trubisky. I get it. Trubisky made a Pro Bowl. Had one season that people liked. But I think Baker's got better, higher upside than Trubisky. Now, obviously, maybe the Browns wouldn't trade him to Pittsburgh. But I would have liked to have tried that. But outside of that, now you're looking at Seattle, which, I mean, the story on them was they're not ready to win, even with Russell Wilson. And I think Russell Wilson is one of the major reason they've been competitive the last several years, you know, outside of this year, just working his magic, and Baker can't work that type of magic. And you got Carolina, golly, is anybody excited about going to Carolina? So I do not like the options out there for Baker Mayfield. He may have to take Seattle. He may have to take Carolina.
Or maybe he'll just wait and somebody will get hurt, as they always do. I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's the nature of the business, and maybe there's not a job yet, or maybe the Steelers get a look at Mitch Trubisky and realize, you know, that he's not that guy. Or the Giants wake up and understand that Danny Dimes isn't that guy and you're not going to win anything. Like at some point, somebody could just take a look at one of those guys and just go, like, really? Like they're not – these guys that we have just aren't that good. Let's just face it.
Well, I don't think people – a lot of people don't feel like Baker's that good.
At least he has a playoff win. At least he won 11 games. I mean, Danny Dimes has nothing. I mean,
no, I agree with that.
There's nothing on his resume, Chris. That's what I'm talking about, a guy like that who has nothing.
Well, Nick Wright on First Things First, my co-host, he believes that New York should go after him. And my thing is this, Rob, both of us having been New York City reporters. Yeah, if Baker goes there and lights New York on fire and the Giants are playing great football and he leads them to the playoffs or close, you know, in a hunt, whatever, it'll be great. New York will love him. I don't think it would go that way. I think he would struggle. I think the team will struggle because it's not that good. And I don't think he's good enough to just put a team on his back. And I think it would be horrible for him. He had trouble with the Cleveland media. I think the New York media would drive him out of his mind. So yeah, I don't like New York.
I'm not sure. I just think that, like, the ceiling, the expectations are so low. Like, that's where the Giants are now. Like, they're just
Rob,
down.
New York.
No, I know,
you
but
know
they're
this
down,
better than anybody.
They're downtrodden right now. And what did they win last year? 4 games? You know what I mean? Like.
But you don't think if Baker goes there, and I agree that if he plays well, I don't think he necessarily even has to lead him to the playoffs, because you're right, it was so bad last year.
He plays better than what they've seen,
right. But if he plays well and wins some games, like they start showing some
problems. No, they got to win.
But if he struggles or just doesn't make any major difference, oh, my gosh.
I think I would take a flyer on him only because – a lot of these other guys just haven't done anything. I mean, at some point, you just got to say, you know, we need to take a chance. He's had some success, maybe not all the success you would like, but he's had some success and enough to be able to sell that. And all you got to do is to convince people, hey, he wasn't at full strength a year ago. We want to see this guy fully healthy. The last time we saw him fully healthy, he was beating the Steelers in the playoffs and playing a good game against the Chiefs. They didn't win the game, but they were in that game. They didn't get blown out. And that's the Baker Mayfield we want to try to give a chance and see if he can get it back together after that mostly injured year. Not all, Chris. I'm not going to blame the whole year, but he was banged up and played through some stuff. So that's why I think that if you're looking for somebody and maybe somebody you can build with, who knows? Maybe Carolina might just say,
well, that may be the place.
You know,
if I were him, personally, I'm just not that high on Seattle. I mean, maybe it's because I'm judging them by where they've been, which is, you know, a pretty good team for the most part, except for this year when Wilson was injured. I don't see that. I see that obviously they're in a heck of a division, the toughest in the NFC. So I the best place for him now might be Carolina. Matt Rule's got to win. But he's honestly, if he went there, I don't think they just hand him the job over Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
I really don't. I think he'd have to beat Sam Darnold out.
He'd still have a better shot. I mean, the same thing with Sam Darnold for whatever. You know, you could talk about a lot of stuff, things. He got off to a decent start. He didn't light anything. He hasn't lit up the numbers, Chris.
Baker's done more than Darnold.
Right. That's what
I'm saying. But I do think they would be like, look, y'all going to battle for the QB spot.
Yeah,
and maybe Seattle feels the same way with Drew Lock because they like Drew Lock.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Picks app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
LeBron hit a major milestone in his career this past weekend, and the fans gave him a nice ovation, even though the game was in Washington. And that was passing Karl Malone to become second all-time in total points in the NBA regular season history. And he's, you know, right there at the top of the league in scoring, averaging about 30 points, almost 30 points a game. He's in a battle for that. Joel Embiid at 29.8, LeBron and Giannis all at 29.8, Rob. So LeBron battling for the scoring title would be the second of his career. But they may not even make the play-in. Forget the playoffs. They may not make the play-in. And I want to ask you, Rob, LeBron James, whether he wins the scoring title or not, he's putting up great individual numbers. Do you think this season, either positively or negatively, impacts his legacy?
It's not going to change his legacy. I think that's... He is what he is. He's played a long time. He's put up enough numbers. So no one's going to say, oh, LeBron slipped year 19, so he's a different player. No. I'm just saying when I look at this season, it doesn't move me because there's no winning. It's like embarrassing. Every night it's like something else. LeBron's on a team with some pretty damn good players, and they can't figure it out. And I get Anthony Davis. People have had injuries. The Nets are playing without two of their players, and they can't play with Kyrie at home. Who's been hurt?
Ben Simmons?
No, Durant. Durant, Chris, was hurt for, what, 25 games or whatever. Yeah. And they didn't fall into the ocean. They struggled. But they didn't fall out of it. And I'm talking about like the Lakers. LeBron's been playing. It's not like you lost LeBron. He's been playing for a long stretch and putting up very, very good numbers. Tremendous numbers. And none of it seems to matter. Even against some bad teams. What happened in Washington the other night? They just got what was that?
I mean, they've been losing to bad teams all year. It's unbelievable, yeah.
Chris, don't you find that to be somewhat on a night where they had a big lead against Washington and you know, LeBron's on the team and Carmelo and some of the other guys. I'm not saying that they're all, you know, spring chickens in their primes, but my God, I mean, Kuzma didn't play in that game. It wasn't like Washington was like the last couple of bad losses, Chris, they had. It's like all those teams. I think Washington had lost six in a row or something, right? Before they beat
the they're not losing to good teams. I mean,
that's the Houston, part that I can't understand. Yeah.
Well, I can understand it and what it is. And for all this is, Rob, for all of those who are just looking at the numbers, just looking at the box scores,
yep,
and saying LeBron is still in his prime. LeBron is still as good as he was, you know, 7 years
not
ago.
True.
No. LeBron James in his prime could carry four also-rans to the playoffs. Period. He would have been able to carry this team to the playoffs
without
in his prime.
Without question, Chris. Without question. And that's what I'm don't see.
And everybody knows it, Rob. I got Jordan over LeBron for the GOAT. But one thing I'll give LeBron is that I think more than any player I've seen, maybe you could argue Magic. We didn't see Magic a lot in this position. But LeBron can take less, like anybody, and make them competitive. Once he got rolling, he didn't make the playoffs to his third year. But once he got rolling in his career,
he could make anybody pretty good. And anybody, you know, like almost darn near a contender. Now, he had trouble, more trouble than Jordan getting them over the top and closing the deal and winning championships. But as far as carrying the team to being competitive, he didn't need a ton of talent around him. But this shows you, this is proof positive that despite the 30 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists a game, LeBron's not the same. And there's two things I see that are glaring. Because you even field goal percentage is phenomenal. Shooting 52% from the floor. So you're like, wow, why isn't he able to help carry a team to win? One, obviously, if you look at LeBron's career, Rob, he was ball dominant. He controlled, which allowed him to control the tempo.
Right.
And control the game. And during his prime, he could be ball dominant for 40 minutes a night for 80 games a year and playoffs and finals. Can't do that now. So he is, I've always said I'd like to see him more off the ball and not as ball dominant. But what the ball, and this year he's not ball dominant. And he's not able to impact the game as much. You say, well, why don't the Lakers put the ball in his hands more? He can't do it for 35 minutes a night anymore. The wear and tear, the fatigue, he can't do that. And so that's one reason. And secondly, Rob, he can't impact the game defensively. It's interesting, Rob, because when you look at most of the, like, I'm talking about the elite of the elite. Jordan. I mean, I guess somebody could try to argue a Magic Bird don't fit this mold, but they used to get a lot of steals.
Right.
I'm thinking Olajuwon, Tim Duncan, Kareem, Bill Russell, LeBron, Kobe, Shaq, Rob. They always could also impact the game defensively. And that was a big part of LeBron's game, particularly in Miami, but throughout his career, once he, you know, became a superstar. And he can't do that anymore. I mean, I just saw Cleveland. I don't know who it was, Lauri Markkanen or somebody, just went right up over LeBron and laid it in. Kristaps Porzingis dunked on him the other night. You know, now he is 7'3", but still. So those are the reasons, Rob, that he can't dominate and win anymore. But to answer the question, I don't think this affects his legacy at all, as you said. Michael Jordan in Washington, we don't even think about that. It doesn't impact his legacy at all. And I actually, Rob, I've always said this about Jordan in Washington. If anything, it might have helped because he was a 39 and 40-year-old man who was a legitimate all-star. Like his last year at 40 years of age, he averaged 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists on like 44.5% shooting. Those are like Allen Houston, Latrell Sprewell type numbers when they were at their best.
Right.
I mean, that's how good he was at 40. And I think and he couldn't control winning, though. He didn't even make the playoffs. And I think LeBron's in a similar phase. He's putting up numbers even better than Jordan did. He's younger, but he's 37. But I look at it like, man, he's balling individually. Can't control the winning like he used to. But this doesn't hurt his legacy at all. But it doesn't, like, take him to another. It doesn't help it in terms of moving the needle in the GOAT talk.
There you go. That's the other point, Chris. And I think some of the LeBron minions are like, look at what he's doing. This is unbelievable. But if they were winning, Chris, and he was doing this, you would take a different look at it.
Right.
They're a bad basketball team, and somebody has to score. I'm not, like, seriously.
Well, and that's always what they say in the NBA is,
am
like,
I right?
You got to look at guys and put up big numbers on bad teams because, as you said, somebody's
got to put up the – it's a basketball game. What, are they going to lose 89-5, Chris? You know what I mean? Somebody's got to score. So
right,
LeBron
right.
is scoring, but they're not winning. I just didn't expect it to be this bad. I told you I didn't – we both said it. I'm not going to say I told you. We both said it.
Right.
We didn't like the makeup.
I don't think anybody expected this bad.
Nobody.
Yeah.
I can't
but
even raise
right.
my
we
hand and said I thought
like
it would be
makeup.
Like this.
I think what LeBron, to put it in perspective, again, we're talking about the elites of the elites. The elites of the elite,
they not only put up numbers, but they win. They may not win a championship, but they win. The team's a playoff team virtually every year. Every now and then they get to the third round, the conference finals, you know, second round, you know, relatively regularly and stuff like that. But then you do have, Rob, you got stars that are legitimate all-stars, but don't really impact winning. This year, Trae Young, and I know Trae went berserk in the playoffs last year.
And everybody was already ready to crown him.
This year, numbers are great. They're in 10th spot, in the 10th spot in the East. All right, they're in the playoffs. Trae's averaging 28 points, 9.5 dimes, but it's not impacting winning. And so that's kind of the level. I mean, he's better than Trae Young at this point. But, you know, early in LeBron's career, first 2 years, it was similar. Young guy putting up great numbers, yep, but really wasn't controlling the winning. And, you know, that's kind of what you go back to. Jordan went back to that. And LeBron's going back to that at this stage of his career.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Speaking of Mike Sando, he wrote an article today in The Athletic, Rob, that just talked about the toxic nature of the Urban Meyer era, or should we say error? I said era. Should we say error?
Right.
In Jacksonville, one player called it the most toxic environment he's ever been around, and you know, it really pulled the lid off of what was going on down there in Jacksonville. I'm trying to think of some of the highlights. Rob G, you got some of the highlights. Some of the stuff's already come out. Meyer was really, you know, often threatened to fire coaches, threatened to cut players. DJ Chark said that Meyer feels like threats are what motivate players. So he was always threatening, you know,
players. You could threaten college kids, Chris, because you got that scholarship in your back pocket.
Right, exactly.
You can't do that to grown men. You can't do it who are making millions of dollars.
Here's Rob G with some of the highlights of the article.
Oh, just a few of them for you guys. Number one, saying that, hey, if I cut you guys, you know what would happen? You'd be making $15 an hour.
Oh, nice.
That's number one. Number two, he did not know who guys like Deebo Samuel, Jamal Adams, and Aaron Donald were. According to one source, he said during a film session, who's this 99 guy on the Rams? He might be a problem for us.
Wow. But that's outrageous. I almost can't believe that. Seriously. It sounds ludicrous, because why would you say that in a film session that you don't know who the players are?
Well, was it a film session, Rob G? I thought it was like maybe in the hall, somewhere at the facility, right? Did they say it was
a film
session? No,
they said he was watching film.
Yeah. They said that he said that he done an extensive 6-month deep dive into the NFL
before he
got to the pros. And then that's
he didn't
what he
know
said.
Aaron Donald.
I didn't think the Aaron Donald thing said he was in a film session.
No, but
he'd be stupid to say that.
He was watching film and he told other people, who is this 99 guy on the Rams?
Right.
He might be a problem for us.
Ask one staffer during the season, it says.
I can understand how
during the college season, while he's coaching college football, he is so into college that he's not really paying attention to the NFL. But if you supposedly did a 6-month deep dive, how in the world could you not come across the defensive player of the year all these times? Like, come on, man.
But it doesn't make sense from the standpoint of, you know, you should do, Chris, if you looked and just read ESPN's top 100 players or ESPN's NFL Network's top 50, come on. To say, like, you don't know who these players are at all is how? Go ahead, Rob G.
Oh, there's a ton in there. I mean, Mike Sando, this is
more,
one we kind of...
Give us some more meat on the bone.
This is one we kind of already knew, that he would belittle members of his staff and question their resumes in front of other players.
How does that help you?
Guys
that
he hired.
That's just going to take guys' respect away.
Exactly.
From the assistant coaches, you know, from the position coaches.
Yeah, so, and then the overall theme was that he liked to lead with fear and intimidation, particularly as it related to assistant coaches. One of them that stood out here, I know what the first one I said about the $15 an hour, that was kind of people took that as a kind of a racial undertone. Well, another one involving Trevor Lawrence, they were going over some routes with newly brought in receiver John Brown. And according to this report, Urban Meyer told Trevor Lawrence, you got to slow down, Trevor, with guys from the South, you know, because they don't really get things that quickly. The transcripts ain't right is the word
that
he said.
Right.
Yes.
That one, and to me, I think context is very important in that one. Like if the receiver is right there and he's joking with him and laughing about it with the receiver, you know what I mean? Like you can say that in a way where you're kind of joking and playing around, you know, where it wouldn't mean, but if he said it to Lawrence by themselves and he's serious, it's a whole different thing. So to me, I'd want to know the context of that before I made a judgment on that one. But there was something else I wanted to bring. Oh, supposedly, right, he went off on the player so badly that he made a player cry.
And then he left the room. And he left the room and let other people deal with it. Yes, according to the report.
Here's one thing. That surprises me from the player's standpoint.
That a coach talks so bad that you're going to cry? Right.
Well, obviously, yeah, that's one thing, too. But at the same time, we're grown men now. Like, you don't have a scholarship. Now, maybe it was a bench, you know, guy who had no leverage and could have been cut immediately. But I just would think that a player's like, yo, dude, I will beat you down right here in front of all your coaching staff. Like, I'm just being serious.
Chris, is that the Christian man in you coming out? What is this?
Hey, Jesus ran out the money changers in the temple. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. I mean, but seriously, like, I just don't know that a grown man going to let another grown man just dress you down like that to the point you're going to cry. I don't know, man. I don't care who you are. Let me say this.
I knew that there was trouble from Jump Street because his first couple of moves didn't make any sense to me. And you know, we talked about it, Chris, on the show. The Tebow thing, which was just, why fight that battle? You got a 34-year-old guy, never played the position. You know, like, why are you doing that? Then he hires the racist strength and conditioning coach from, what, Iowa?
Yeah.
Like, that was another one, Chris. Like, why is this so important to you? And then they said that they were at the same school. Rob G, you still here? They were at the same school, and then when the reporters did the research, what was his name? Chris something. What was that guy's name?
Chris Doyle.
When they said it, Chris, and they did the, you know, compared their resumes.
Right.
He wasn't even there when Chris Doyle was there. Like they didn't even overlap.
Right.
But he went to bat for the guy, and he was hell bent on hiring him. And then the guy had to step down the next day. We was off to a terrible start.
Yeah, it just speaks to a guy that had that old college mentality of I can do whatever I want. Like he told the kicker, Lambo was his name, I think, that he kicked at practice. I'm the head ball coach. I can do whatever I want. And that clearly was Urban Meyer's attitude. Like that he could do whatever he wanted. And Rob, remember, right after he was fired, he went on, I think, NFL Network, and he kind of blamed it on society, how society's changed. And I will say this, a lot of the things he did were just flat out wrong and unacceptable. But he is right in that years ago, some of the stuff he did, you could get away with, particularly in college. And that doesn't make it right, but that's how he came up. Now, what I would say is, where you been these last several years? Like, have you been under a rock? You should be able to see that things have changed and things are different. Not to mention you're going to the NFL where you're dealing with grown men. You're not dealing with, as you said, Rob, earlier, kids on scholarship.
Right. And Chris, how many great college coaches had failed that he didn't do his due diligence or work to be like, I don't want to wind up.
Right.
What did Spurrier do wrong? What did Nick Saban do wrong? What did these guys do?
Right.
These were big-time college coaches, and they all failed miserably. What did they do? I need to figure that out so I don't wind up like them.
Yeah, ultimately, right, I think it just speaks to arrogance. You know, like, if you really read this story, that's what it speaks
to. No, he was just arrogant.
Absolutely. Yeah, and thought he could do whatever the heck he wanted. And even to the point, you know, that of course, the infamous, you know, situation in Columbus where he stayed over after a game and, you know, got caught with the woman on his lap.
And what a great
He clearly
say.
Thought
that
he could
never
just
happen.
Do whatever what the heck he wanted to. He clearly thought, you know, I, I'm the head ball coach. I can just do whatever the heck I want to and get away with it. And so it was ridiculous. It was just you can't feel bad for him when what happened when you read this story. I mean, it's just like, my goodness. And they, and then even some of the players said he didn't help Trevor Lawrence. He really, you know, put Trevor Lawrence in a bad situation.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.